Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book by Ox Team to California Crossing the Plains in 1860 by Lavinia Honeyman Porter is a first-hand pioneer narrative that follows a family journey west at the crest of the overland migration era. Set in 1860, the account centers on the practical realities of traveling by ox team, when progress depended on weather, animal health, trail conditions, and the discipline of daily routines. Rather than presenting the West as pure romance or legend, the story emphasizes preparation, endurance, and the constant problem-solving required to move a wagon train across rivers, prairies, and mountain passes. Porter's perspective brings attention to domestic labor and community cooperation as much as to dramatic hazards. The result is a grounded window into the choices that pushed families to leave established homes and attempt an uncertain crossing. For readers interested in American westward expansion, women's lived experience, and the logistics of overland travel, this book offers a vivid human scale view of a defining migration. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, motives for going west and the decision to risk everything. A central topic in the narrative is the why behind the departure. The overland trail was not a casual adventure, but a calculated gamble shaped by economics, opportunity, family obligations, and the wider national mood on the eve of the Civil War. The book highlights how families weighed push factors such as limited prospects, debt, or the desire to reunite with relatives against pull factors like California land, work, and the promise of a fresh start. This decision-making also involved assessing the timing of departure, because leaving too late could trap a party in mountain snow, while leaving too early could mean inadequate grass for animals. The story conveys that migration was a chain of commitments, selling property, acquiring a wagon, gathering provisions, and accepting the possibility of loss. Readers see how optimism and fear could coexist, and how resolve had to be renewed each day once the trail revealed its true cost. This theme helps explain westward movement as family strategy, not mythic destiny. Secondly, wagon life, daily routines, and the labor that kept the journey moving. The book is rich in the everyday mechanics of life on the trail, showing that survival depended on consistent routines more than rare moments of danger. Traveling by ox team meant slow miles, early starts, and constant attention to animals, harness, repairs, and the condition of wheels and axles. Domestic work did not pause, just because the landscape changed. Cooking, washing, tending children, and caring for the sick all had to be done with limited water, makeshift tools, and frequent fatigue. Camp chores also included gathering fuel, finding safe ground, and planning for the next day's route. The narrative underscores how progress required division of labor and clear responsibilities, with women's work functioning as the infrastructure of daily stability. It also conveys the physical and mental stamina demanded by repetitive tasks performed under heat, dust, storms, and uncertainty. By focusing on routines, the account demystifies the trail and reveals it as a moving household and worksite, where perseverance was built from small, disciplined acts. Thirdly, geography, weather, and the constant test of the environment. Another important topic is the environment as an active force that shaped decisions and outcomes. The plains could appear open and straightforward, yet weather could turn roads to mud, raise rivers, or create punishing heat and wind. As the route climbed toward mountain country, elevation, cold nights, and rough grades changed the demands on both people and animals. The narrative illustrates how emigrants read the landscape for water, grass, and shelter, and how scarcity could force hard choices about pacing, detours, or splitting responsibilities. River crossings stand out as moments when geography became a direct hazard, requiring coordination, improvisation, and sometimes outside help. The story also captures the emotional effect of long horizons and unfamiliar terrain, where distance was felt in the body rather than measured on a map. This emphasis on geography helps readers understand the trail as a sequence of environmental negotiations. Progress was never guaranteed by willpower alone. It depended on adapting to conditions and respecting limits imposed by land and climate. Fourthly, community, cooperation, and the social world of the trail. Overland travel was rarely a solitary undertaking, and the book portrays the trail as a temporary society with its own norms, mutual obligations, and conflicts. Wagon parties benefited from shared labor, help with repairs, pooled knowledge about routes, and collective solutions to emergencies. Cooperation could mean sharing tools, exchanging provisions, or assisting with difficult crossings. At the same time, differences in priorities, pace, and risk tolerance could create tension. The narrative shows how leadership and decision-making mattered, whether formal or informal, and how trust was built through reliable behavior in daily chores as much as in crises. Encounters with other travelers also provided information, warnings, and a sense of being part of a larger movement. This social dimension highlights that endurance was supported by relationships, not just individual toughness. For modern readers, The theme offers insight into how communities form under pressure and how practical ethics emerge when resources are limited. The trail becomes a lens for understanding cooperation as a survival technology. Lastly, historical value of a first-hand perspective and what it reveals about O-1660 America beyond the journey itself. The book matters as a first-hand record that complements broader histories of westward expansion. A personal narrative captures texture that statistics and summaries often miss, how people felt about leaving, what they noticed, and how they interpreted risk and reward. The account illuminates the material culture of migration, including the importance of animals, wagons, supplies, and improvised solutions. It also adds perspective on gendered experience, highlighting the centrality of women's labor and observation in maintaining family continuity while everything familiar was in motion. Because the setting is 1860, the narrative also sits at a pivotal national moment when regional tensions were intensifying and the West represented both opportunity and uncertainty. Readers can use the story to think about mobility, aspiration, and resilience in a rapidly changing country. As a historical source, it encourages critical reading, noticing what is emphasized, what is left unsaid, and how memory shapes storytelling. The result is a vivid entry point into the human realities behind a major migration. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a grounded, human-scale view of the Overland Trail, including fans of pioneer history, students of American expansion, and anyone curious about how ordinary families managed extraordinary travel. It will also appeal to readers seeking women's perspectives on 19th-century life, because the narrative draws attention to the routines and responsibilities that kept a moving household functioning. The benefits are more than historical. By tracing day-by-day problem-solving, the story reinforces practical lessons about resilience, planning, and adapting to constraints without losing purpose. It invites reflection on what people can endure when progress is slow and outcomes are uncertain, a useful mindset for modern projects that require patience and steady effort. Compared with many general histories, this account offers immediacy and specificity, the lived reality of distance, weather, labor, and social cooperation. That first-hand texture makes it worth buying for readers who want more than a timeline of westward migration. It provides a memorable perspective that helps the era feel tangible and emotionally comprehensible. If you would like to support Lavinia Honeyman Porter, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.